Skinzy, can we call you Twinkle Toes? We've called you Chaz Michael Michaels. We love having you on the show. You're always smiling. I feel like everyone loves that smile, especially all the girls in the stands.
Have you shown the boys that you can do a what do they call it?
You tell us what it's called, Riff.
Triple axle or double axle.
Triple sow cow?
No, I've kept that one. Kept that one on the down low.
We've seen it, though, on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You can see everything on YouTube.
So. Oh, yeah. Trust me. I've learned this the hard way. Moving on. Tell us, your first game, how you feeling? Good to be back?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it felt good. Obviously, it's a little bit of rust and sort of getting used to some new guys and a little bit of a new system, but it felt good, I think. It's nice to get those first couple out of the way and sort of learn from the things and and then sort of move on and try and get better again today.
We didn't get you at training camp, but we'll backtrack a little bit. No one wants to go back in time, but we asked this question to everyone. Marty, I'm sorry you don't have a headset right now. What was your body fat?
I don't know. I haven't asked, actually.
It's that guy. You just don't care. It doesn't matter.
Nope. That's the fattest guy at camp. I will guarantee
Give
right now.
Give him a pinch. Give him a pinch. Tell us what he is.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And that's the fattest guy at camp.
Are you the guy that's like body fat doesn't score goals?
It definitely doesn't. But I didn't think to ask. I'm sure they'll find me if you got a problem. Usually they hunt you down. So you just try and avoid those guys as much as possible right now.
How has coach been so far?
He's been good. It's been obviously he's got a lot of guys to sort of talk to and deal with and evaluate, and I think at the same time he's got to get his message across and sort of lay out what we want to do and how we want to do it, and I think it's been sort of loud and clear and guys understand what's expected, and I think everyone's excited, and I think he's done a great job so far, and excited to keep it going.
Jeff Skinner joining us here quickly here at the Sabre store. You can come on down and order your Jeff Skinner 50th anniversary jersey. They're going off the racks. They're like hotcakes. They're selling like fire. Let's ask you this. I had a great question. I know what it was. Riv had a good question. We were talking about young players. And how do guys look? You're a veteran player now, so when veterans kind of they pay attention to young guys and who they remember from last year's camp and who's made strides, is there anyone, any young player in your eyes in particular that you've noticed and said, wow, that guy's made huge gains, whether he was Sabres last year or Amherst or Junior?
Yeah, I think a lot of young guys. I think the exciting part now is you got a lot of young guys that are sort of key players. I think you look at our team, there's a lot of impact players that are young guys, and anytime they sort of get 3, 4, or 5 months in the summer to sort of work on their game, to get bigger and stronger, I think it really stands out when they come back to camp. I think, looking back on the game, I think Tommy had a great game. Tase Thompson.
Oh, Tase Thompson. Okay, no, that's all right.
And
we're not privy to the I think I probably could have figured out who Tommy was.
Yeah,
with the originality of nicknames these days, eh, Skinzy?
Yeah. So I think their line did really well. Dylan Cousins. It's the first time I ever seen him play, so not much to draw off, but he can definitely skate out there.
Well, Yoki Haru, he looked like he's got some dancing feet.
Yeah, he's got some feet that, yeah, for sure. He was dancing out there yesterday. I think it's there's a lot of guys. I think for me too, I'm just trying to get back on the same page with everyone. Sometimes it's tough to sort of.
Do you need us to pick everyone out? You look good too. Do you need us to tell you that? You look good too, Jeff.
Yeah,
don't worry.
You. Yeah, thanks. But yeah, I think it's fun to see all the youth and sort of all the improvement. I think and. Yeah, I think that's what makes it exciting. I think especially as an older guy now, it's something that you can grab onto and sort of use as energy. I think they bring a lot of energy to the table, and you can kind of try and feed off that.
you have established. Sorry, Riv, if you haven't, jump in here. Marty doesn't have a headset, ladies and gentlemen, so no, we apologize for that.
My only question is, you know, obviously Ralph coming in, this is his first year. A lot of young guys have some stuff to prove. You know, I'm more curious about how the vibe is. You coming in last year, this is your second year with Buffalo. What's been the vibe of the room and the message from Ralph? Like, how does it feel different from what it was a year ago?
I think there's just a lot of excitement. I think that for me, coming in last year, I think as a new guy, it's sometimes tough to get a feel for sort of everyone else's mood and sort of how everyone's feeling, because you still don't really know anyone. You don't have any relationship with anyone, and you're trying to feel guys out. I think for me, coming in this year, there's still a lot of new faces. Last year, there was a lot of new faces. This year, there's a lot of new faces, and it's fun to see everyone excited. Everyone has energy, and I think you see that in the coach when he talks to the media. I think it comes across, his passion, his enthusiasm, and his excitement to be here, I think, and guys feed off that, I think, I think you should be excited coming to an NHL camp, and that's sort of natural, but I think that it's just been pushed up another level.
Jeff Skinner, kind enough to step away from the locker room and come and join us here on the Instigators, and thank you for joining us.